By the 1840s, it was clear that the motion of the most distant planet then known, Uranus, was not quite what it should be. Two astronomers, Urbain Jean-Joseph Le Verrier of France and John Couch Adams of England, working separately, each felt there must be a planet beyond Uranus that pulled at it and affected its motion. Each one calculated where the new planet might be. In 1846, German astronomers Johann Gottfried Galle, shown here, and Heinrich Ludwig d'Arrest looked where Le Verrier had told them to look, and at once they found a planet close to the spot that Le Verrier had predicted. Today, like Galle and d'Arrest, both Adams and Le Verrier are given a share of the credit for the discovery of Neptune. The planet had a bluish-green appearance, so it was named Neptune for the Roman god of the sea. This contemporary image shows bright cirrus clouds constantly attending the dark oval of an Earth-sized storm in Neptune's atmosphere. There are four giant planets: Uranus, Saturn, Neptune, and Jupiter. Neptune is the most distant and the smallest of them, but it is still about 30,000 miles, 49,000 kilometers across, almost four times wider than Earth. It is about 2.8 billion miles, 4.5 billion kilometers from the Sun, 30 times farther from the Sun than Earth. Unlike Earth on the right, which is one of the solar system's rocky planets, Neptune on the left is a gas giant, a ball of gases that just gets thicker the deeper down you look. Neptune has such a large orbit that it takes about 165 Earth years to go around the Sun. A day on Neptune is only about 18 hours long. Soon after Neptune was discovered, astronomers found a satellite circling it. The moon was named Triton, after the son of Poseidon, the sea god of ancient Greek myths. The arrow points to Triton. Triton is a large satellite, about 78% the diameter of our moon, and is about the same distance from Neptune that our moon is from us. Triton circles Neptune in just under 6 days. The Earth's moon circles Earth in about 27 1/3 days. Even though Neptune is much larger than Earth, Triton's orbit takes less time because Neptune has a stronger gravitational pull. In 1949, a second moon was discovered, Nereid. It is only about 210 miles, 340 kilometers across, and is much farther from Neptune than Triton. The arrow in the upper right part of this photograph points to Nereid. It takes Nereid 360 days, almost one Earth year, to go around Neptune. This is about as long as it takes our Earth to orbit the Sun. Neptune is so far from us that it is hard to see small objects very close to it. But Voyager 2 passed near Neptune in August 1989, and it spotted six more satellites circling Neptune. Two of Neptune's six new moons appear in this Voyager 2 photograph. All six moons are quite dark. That, plus their small size and great distance from Earth, is why they weren't found before. Like all the other known smaller satellites in the solar system, Neptune's newly discovered moons are lumpy and irregular. Only large bodies have enough gravitation to force themselves into a round shape. This is Neptune's second largest known satellite, temporarily named 1989 N1. It is a gray cratered ball. As Voyager 2 passed Neptune, long exposures by its cameras made Neptune look like a bright glare. But these photographs clearly showed that there are three complete rings around the planet. The rings are thin without much material in them. They are also clumpy, and the clumps hide stars behind them more than other parts of the rings do. That's why the rings look like arcs rather than full rings from Earth. Just as the Sun drives Earth's weather, so the winds of the other planets are thought to be powered by the heat of the Sun. Saturn is farther from the Sun than Jupiter, so Saturn gets less heat and has less violent winds than Jupiter. Uranus, farther still, is quite a peaceful planet, as Voyager 2 showed in 1986. It was expected that Neptune would be even more peaceful. But Voyager 2 found that the winds of Neptune were surprisingly violent. They moved at speeds of over 400 miles, 640 kilometers an hour. Neptune seems almost as active as Jupiter, even though Neptune gets only 1/20th as much energy from the Sun as Jupiter does. Here, silvery bands of methane clouds cast shadows on a deeper cloud layer. Voyager 2 showed that Neptune is full of surprises. But perhaps Voyager's most astonishing discovery was that Neptune has something in its atmosphere that is much like the great red spot on Jupiter, shown here. Like Jupiter's red spot, Neptune's dark spot seems to be a never-ending giant hurricane. Its width is about the same as Earth's diameter. In Voyager 2 pictures, scientists saw that bright, thin, cirrus-like clouds move over the great dark spot. This proves that the spot is lower in Neptune's atmosphere than the clouds. Voyager 2 detected a magnetic field about Neptune. In order to have a magnetic field, a gaseous giant must have a liquid region in its interior that conducts electricity. On the whole, Neptune seems like the other giant planets. It is made up mostly of gaseous substances that get hot and dense in the interior. It might have a small rocky core, surrounded by an ocean of super-dense, super-hot matter. Voyager 2 also passed near Triton, Neptune's large satellite. Triton's diameter is about 1,700 miles, 2,740 kilometers, as compared with our Moon's 2,160 miles, 3,480 kilometers. This makes Triton the smallest of the solar system's seven largest known satellites. Some scientists expected Triton to be a lot like Saturn's large satellite, Titan, shown here. Titan is large enough to hold a hazy atmosphere that hides its surface. But the smaller Triton has only a very thin atmosphere, and so its surface is clearly visible. The surface of Triton has a frigid frost of frozen methane and nitrogen on it that reflects the sun's light. The reflected sunlight gives Triton's icy glaze a pinkish color and makes the satellite brighter than scientists had expected. Triton is the coldest world we have yet observed, with a temperature of some minus 400 degrees Fahrenheit, minus 240 degrees Celsius. This is so cold that nitrogen gas in the atmosphere freezes into an icy frost. Liquid nitrogen underground may erupt into ice volcanoes, throwing clouds of icy nitrogen and methane into the thin atmosphere. So what lies beyond Neptune, its three rings and eight moons? Neptune and Pluto do not quite account for all of Uranus's motion, and astronomers have looked for a still farther planet X. So far, they have found no signs of it. As Voyager 2 continues to move beyond Neptune and to send back information about the space around it, it is just barely possible that it might detect signs of another super-distant planet. The discovery of such a planet would be an exciting event here on Earth, but scientists are not especially hopeful about making such a discovery. Even if Voyager 2 does not spot a distant planet, it will beam back a wealth of information about surrounding space. Here is an artist's concept of a future Neptune probe. In the 30 years since the first satellite orbited Earth, craft from our planet have visited every known planet in the solar system except Pluto. Of course, we don't know what unexpected surprises await Voyager as it sails through the cosmos. But for now, Neptune holds the prize for supplying exciting news beamed back home by our faithful robot.